Hey everybody, Johnny Storm, Don't Speak. News you're not supposed to speak about. Not so much news right now, it's just kind of a ramble by me. Some random thoughts. You know, I'm not the world's best Christian, and God himself knows this. And the reason I say that is, you know, there are still days where I cuss and swear, and I know I shouldn't. It's in private, for the most part, but you know what I mean. But I'm working on it. There are days I just, you know, maybe I get some road rage, whatever. But all of us fall short somehow, some way, every day, if we're honest with ourselves. And 1 John talks about it and says we're only lying to ourselves if we say we are without sin. But if we confess our sins, he's righteous and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, okay, great. I do that every day. Sometimes several times a day. But I just wanted to reiterate the fact that we still need to pray for those who are completely lost. Even if we don't get along with them, even if we don't agree with them, even if they offend us sometimes, we still need to pray for those folks, because you know what? When I was lost and getting beat up by the world, there were people that were praying for me that never gave up on me. And that's the example we need to set as believers. So, I was thinking about this Alex Jones controversy and everything that goes along with it. And yeah, it's bad. It's a bad situation for all of us, because if he goes down, then nobody's off limits. And like I said earlier today, I do believe in his right to say what he wants to say. There's no real limit to free speech, unless you're calling incitement or, you know, you're calling for riots and murder, that type of thing, okay? You know what I mean. It has to be pretty extreme to censor free speech, in my opinion. So I feel we need to pray for Alex Jones. Pray that he does find Jesus Christ, because he has not. He's made that pretty clear. But remember, even people that offend us and we can't stand, we still need to pray for them. And then, of course, walk away. We're not going to hang out with them on Friday nights or anything like that. But we still need to keep him up in prayer. Not because he needs to get away with anything or anything like that. But as born-again believers in Jesus Christ, that's what we need to do. And we all know it. So let's start practicing what we preach. That's all I'm saying. All right, God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, Don't Speak.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.